Welcome back to the show. This is Swift Wave Radio, and it is your girl, Nelly. We have been talking about achieving competence and personal mastery. And the summary of everything I have said before the break, if you're just joining us, welcome, is that our self-confidence is closely connected to our self-esteem. So you can take self-confidence as your reputation with yourself. You know how we have reputations from other people's point of view, the way they view us, the way they see us, and how their feelings and their own sort of wisdom decides and say, oh, okay, Nelly is this kind of person, oh, Jennifer is this kind of person, and all of that. Self-confidence is your own reputation with yourself, how you see yourself, what you think about yourself. That's why it's really, really closely related to self-esteem, okay? Because we know that there is something called low self-esteem, and we know we have persons, doesn't really matter the gender, that think really low of themselves. And so they're usually like overly timid. Because when someone is shy, right, I won't say, oh, they means they have low self-esteem. So persons might just be reserved. They don't really talk much when they are in public places or even maybe among their friends. And people just know them that they are quiet. So they may only just say something when they need to, or they want to clear up something, or maybe they are really, really, really comfortable with the set of people they are with at the time. But self-esteem or low self-esteem is when you don't think highly of yourself. So you're thinking in your mind, if I say this now, doesn't really matter. Do I know what they're talking about? Is my knowledge, doesn't match these people, you know? So feeling that way means that you have low self-esteem. You're not confident in your voice, you're not confident in your words, or you're not confident in the knowledge that you have or in what you can do. So that's why we're talking about competence, achieving competence and personal mastery today, so that you'll be able to raise up the bar. Know that you're an amazing person no matter what anyone says, and it is only in your mind. Once you can get through that, that's why I started with my opening quote that said, there can be no great courage where there is no confidence or assurance. And half the battle of this is in the conviction that we can do what we undertake. So if you believe that you can do it, nothing else can stop you, okay? And then to achieve competence and personal mastery, one needs to, first of all, set clear goals. That means you need to be sure what you want to be competent at. You need to be sure what you want to do. If you're not sure, you just be everywhere, and look haphazard and, you know, not coordinated. But if you have clear goals, I've said before on the show, writing things down really helps. So if you have a journal or you have like a book or something you paste on your mirror that makes you see it every day, you'd write out, outline the goals. Oh, okay, I want to lose 10 pounds by the end of the month. That's like the compound goal. So what are you going to do to lose 10 pounds? Oh, okay, I'm going to improve my diet. I'm going to remove eating late nights. That's one of them. Oh, I'm going to jog. That's another thing you can do. I'm going to register with a gym. You set out clear goals that are realistic, okay? Realistic goals. Don't set outrageous goals that, if you see it, once you just sit on it, you'll be like, how can I do this? Set clear goals that you'll be able to do that would, you know, ginger your spirit, and if you want to do it, as we will say, right? That's one, clear goals. And then the next thing is set challenging standards, okay? So it means that, for example, if you are going to lose 10 pounds, you can't say, oh, I'll just do 2 push-ups, or oh, I'll just run for like 1 minute. I mean, that's not even challenging at all. If you do 1 minute, although there's, you know, the law of accumulation that says, oh, continuously if you do it. But think about it. Do you know how long you're going to have to jog to lose 10 pounds if you're going to jog for like 1 minute? Okay, but if you say, oh, 30 minutes, an hour, or 2 hours, or 45 minutes, that sounds more challenging. Right? So setting challenging standards also helps. And then, you know, I know I like enjoyment, but you can just chip in some kind of reward, right, at the end of it. But it's not like you want to lose 10 pounds and then your reward would be like a big bowl of ice cream. That's counterproductive. It will not work. Okay? You can reward yourself with some kind of maybe a movie or a girl's night out, something extremely different from what you're trying to achieve, all right? So you don't clash and then have some counterproductive, then you now say, it's Nelly from Swift that said I should do this. Please, oh people. Okay, so that's number two. First one is clear goals. Second one is, you know, set challenging standards. Then, you know, regular feedback, right? It's always really good to have an accountability partner when you're doing sort of this kind of things, okay? Maybe a friend, it can be your parent, it can be a brother or sister, it can be a mentor. Some persons have mentors, right? So just someone who will check on you and, you know, they can give you feedback and be like, So let's use our example, right? Losing 10 pounds. If you have a roommate or a flatmate or a friend, you know, they'll be like, it's like this, your jogging is working, you know, I can see that you're reducing. Do you understand? That's a feedback and that would encourage you, okay? Or you can stand in front of the mirror and be like, examine yourself. Is this working? Is this not working? Because if you did not try to get regular feedbacks, if something is not working, you'll not be able to know. You just keep going at a particular thing and you achieve no results. By the time you find out, so much time has passed, right? So it's important you get feedback. So from people around, from yourself, get feedback, all right? And know if what you're doing is working. You would know. If you are having some kind of improvement in something you're doing, you would know in your heart. Except you have a dead conscience or a dead spirit and nobody does, right? Except people that are really, really scary and bad. But I believe that those listening to me are not, so you'll be able to know when you're making some sort of improvement. Then the next thing you can do is have total concentration on what you're doing. If you have a goal, be focused. Okay, if it's to learn how to bake, if it's to get better at speaking, if it's to get better at your job, concentrate, all right? If you're at your job and then someone's explaining something to you, how to do a particular thing, that's not the time you should be on your phone. That's not the time you should be listening to music. That's not the time you should spiral away in thought. Some persons, they may not be doing anything, but you'll be talking to them and they're not there because you're thinking of something entirely different. And in as much as I know we can multitask, for something that you want to be competent in, you need total, full concentration and focus. So if you lose concentration at some point, and then it still depends on the kind of learner you are. Some persons, if they lose focus, they have to start again from the beginning because they cannot flow. Some persons, if they lose focus, they can just maybe go 5 minutes back or maybe just a second back and then they are on track again. So you need to know yourself. Man, know thyself. Yes, so yeah. Clear goals, challenging standards, regular feedback, total concentration, then step-by-step success. Like I said before, being competent or being a master in a particular thing, it does not happen in 2 hours. It does not happen, it might not even happen in 1 year. Okay, but then most of us, especially young people, you know, in quotes, Gen Zs and all of that, they want everything so fast. So nobody's willing to like actually put in the work and take the step-by-step success. They want something that you do in 1 month and then you're just done. And but the truth is, to be competent at something, you cannot just take. I mean, you might be a super, unless you're like super genius, I don't know, maybe you're like Sheldon in Big Bang Theory that can do anything, I don't know. But ideally, it will take some time and some work. So step-by-step success is what helps, okay? If you're working at a job, if you start a job 6 months in, if you compare your competence to a year in or 2 years in, you would see that when you just started the job 6 months in, you are now better. So there's step by step, day by day. Okay, don't put too much pressure on yourself. Maybe in a year you're not as good as you thought you would be, and then you'd be like, oh, I suck. I can't really do anything. How can I be learning this thing over and over? I can't do anything. You start putting down yourself in your mind. I remember that we said earlier in the show that our mind is a really big place. If you feel in your mind that you're not going anywhere at something, even if you're putting like 100% work, it still might not work because you already have a mental picture of you failing. So do not fail in your mind first. Okay, try. If you fail, it means nothing. Okay, people, there's a quote that say, you know, when you fail at something, it doesn't mean that you didn't really put in the work. It just means that you found one way that thing did not work. So when you want to try again, you won't do that, but you won't go through the steps that you went through. You go through another route, right? So that is really it. Don't be scared of failing. Don't be scared of falling. If falling was not a thing, you've not even been in the dictionary, right? You need to fall and then you rise up again. That's how people know that, you can fall and get up. That's just really it. So don't be afraid of trying out something, okay? And don't be too pressured or eager to like get results. Take it a day at a time, do your best, learn it properly, and you become competent. Okay? And another thing is, you know, a feeling of improvement, like I said, right? You need to feel like you're improving. If you feel like you're not improving, genuinely, go back, do like a round check and be like, ah, okay, what did I do wrong? Or did I miss a step? You know, so that you can improve. Because like I said, change is the only thing constant, and growth is something that helps the man stay sane. The world is already as hard as it is, okay? My heart goes out to those people, you who are having to be displaced from their homes because of the flood, because of terrible government and leadership we have in Nigeria. Okay, just look, imagine those people now. A person that already owns a house now has to start from scratch. But then we know that with hard work, with consistency, that person can rise up again and own a house again. So its growth is something that is continuously constant. So we're going to go on a short break now. Please, when we come back, we'll wrap up the show and I'll say our goodbyes. So stay with us, Swift Wave Radio.